There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of the USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about insurance for this hour. What do you think, John?
You mean legalized gambling?
Well, you know, actually, you're right on the money. It is legalized gambling. It absolutely is. And do you have a story you'd like to share, or do you want me to start?
You can go ahead and start.
Okay. Well, you know, we have a farm here in Missouri, and we have a farm policy, and we have our auto policy, and our insurance keeps going up. Well, the reason we have insurance is the purpose of insurance is to indemnify the insured against a loss. I mean, that's what it's for, to put you back where you were before the event happened minus your deductible. That's really what it is. Well, in 2011, we had a wind and hailstorm. In 2012, we had a wind and hailstorm. And we have multiple barns on the property, and they have steel roofs. Well, the wind and hail was so strong, it ripped the roofs partially off two of these barns. One was in 2011, and the other was in 2012. So we call the insurance agent, and, you know, that guy's never around. Our insurance agent, you know, it's the Farm Bureau. In my opinion, the worst insurance company on the planet. That's my opinion. And so I call my agent. He's never there. I don't know if he likes golf. I don't know if what he does, but he's never available. And in all the years we've had the Farm Bureau, I've been able to talk to him when I call him one time. He's just not there. Now, one of the things that you can judge your insurance company by is the access you have to your agent. Well, this guy's not available, so I can't judge them very well. And this is the Farm Bureau in Mansfield, Missouri. Now, they have a lovely gal that works there. I mean, she's very helpful and very kind. However, she can't do everything because sometimes she has to ask for the agent and he's just not there. Well, in 2011, we had this hailstorm. We call up and say, hey, we had a hailstorm and we had some damage. And here's the claims number. So you call the claims number. And the guy comes out and he looks around and takes some pictures and he says, okay, we'll get back to you. They sent us a check for $757. $757. I can't get anybody up on the roof to walk around and say, wow, here's what the damage is for $757. So in 2012, we had another one, and we got a check for $1,348. So we get two checks amounting to about $2,000. There's no way we can get the materials and have the new materials put on to replace the damaged materials and haul away the stuff that's left over for $2,000. Impossible. And here's what happened. Our insurance goes up. Why? Because we have a claim. So I called to see if we could get this guy to come out. Well, the guy that came out, the original adjuster, he's not in that job anymore. He got promoted. He got promoted. Now, if you think about it, in my way of looking at things, of course he got promoted because he has been holding down the payments for the indemnification of the losses for the Farm Bureau. So he is not your friend. He's like the guy you're doing battle with. He is your enemy, preventing you from being indemnified against your loss. That's my opinion. So I find out he gets promoted, and so this guy that comes out in his replacement says, whoa, man, oh, man, he offered you way too much money. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have given you that much. I looked at him like, are you out of your mind? He said, well, maybe you can get the Amish. I said, okay, so who are they? Meaning, maybe you can get the Amish to come fix it. So I said, okay, who are they? Well, he doesn't know. But they're out there. So he's recommending that we have some people do the job because they're willing to climb roofs and that kind of thing. But how do we get them? How do we get them to give us an estimate? Well, we don't know that. And then he said to me, I said, there's no way I can get this fixed for that amount of money. He said, well, prove it. I said, no, you prove it. You prove you can get it done. And he can't. So what I'm saying is, these insurance companies have taken advantage of us for a long time. Our homeowner's insurance is like $4,000 a month. I'm sorry, a year. $4,000 a year. I'm thinking, why are we paying for this? Back in 1979, I bought my first home. It was a fixer-upper. It was an old Victorian home, and it needed to have the walls were cracked, so I took the plaster and lath off and put it in buckets and insulated the house and put plumbing and a heating system in and did all kinds of work on it. And while I was doing that, you know, I had my tools and I had a full-time job. I was a systems analyst for a Fortune 100 company. Then I became a financial analyst for that same company. And so I'm working full-time. I'm going for my master's at night, and on the weekends I'm rehabbing this house. It's an old farmhouse from, like the 1890s. So I have my table saw, my Craftsman table saw. I have my DeWalt radial arm saw and some other tools that I bought used, and I'm working on this house on the weekends. And I go to the house on Saturday, and the window's partially open in the front, and I look, and you know, the window was jimmied, and my saw was gone. My radial arm saw was gone. So I call the cops. I said, hey, you know, someone broke into my house and stole some of my tools. And so they took pictures, and they said, yeah, it really looks like it was done because the window was jimmied and the lock was broken and so forth. And so I called Allstate, and they said, prove it. And I said, well, how do I prove something's missing? So lots of calls to Allstate, and this went on for months and months and months. And so I showed them pictures of, you know, the progress, and I showed them that, you know, this is what the saw was when I had it, and this is, you know, the progress of the work, and this is the saw that's gone now, and here's the police report, and Allstate just ran me ragged. And finally I called up and I talked to a manager, and I said, you know, I was watching TV last night. This was back in the 70s when I was stupid enough to watch TV. I said, I saw your commercial. It says I'm in good hands with Allstate. But so far, all I've gotten from you guys is the finger. He actually thought that was so funny that they decided to pay the claim for this table saw. It was like $179. But it took months of fighting and fighting and fighting with Allstate. So I've had it fast forward to current situation with the Farm Bureau, and I absolutely despise the Farm Bureau of Missouri. And I'm trying to get this claim settled, but I haven't cashed the checks because they're inadequate. And, you know, you cash the check and then the claim settled. Well, I'm certainly not willing to do that. I'm certainly not willing to settle for less than full indemnification minus the deductible. So I spent Friday and called a whole bunch of insurance companies to get a quote to throw overboard the Farm Bureau. And I said, you know, I'm looking forward. The reason I'm calling you is because I have a miserable insurance company. I have two claims, and I have cashed neither check, and they go back from to 2011 to 2012. And I would like to throw them overboard. There is nothing that would give me greater pleasure than throwing the Farm Bureau of Missouri overboard and going to another insurance company. So Allstate called me back, and after I filled out the application on the phone, which took maybe 45 minutes, Social Security number, all that kind of stuff. Try getting insurance without Social Security number. You can't do it. So they base the rates on your credit worthiness. How about that? So if you have a lousy credit score, you're going to pay higher insurance premiums than if you have a great credit score. Well, anyway, we have a great credit score. It's over, I think it's 813. It's good enough. You know, considering we haven't had a job since the 1989. Anyway, Allstate calls him back and they said, Mr. Finelli, we're so upset, we can't offer you insurance. You're a high risk. I said, what do you mean? So well, you have two claims. I said, those two claims, $757 and $1,348 for the roof that was ripped off that we can't get replaced for or repaired for that amount of money, and we haven't cashed the checks? And they said, yeah, that's exactly right. You're a high risk. We can't insure you. So here we have insurance to indemnify us against the loss. Allstate won't take us because we're high risk. This is storm damage. I didn't do this. It's not like I accidentally burned my barn down. It's not like we had a pipe burst because of, you know, my carelessness. It's not like that. A storm came by and ripped the roof off. And now I'm a high risk because I have two claims. And the insurance agent is never there, and he said, hey, Vinny. I mean, he didn't say, Vinny, listen, don't put this claim in, because if you do, your insurance is going to double, which it did. And you'll never be able to get insurance with anybody else again. He didn't say that. He didn't say that because he's never there. And the girl that works for him, who's in the office, who is there, didn't tell us either. So Farm Bureau is like, it, to me, is the worst insurance company on the planet. And let me add an exclamation point to that. That's the same insurance company that was running around with Bill Ribault, a Missouri state representative. The Farm Bureau and he were running around together saying, hey, listen, you need to support the right to farm amendment in Missouri, the right to farm. So you have the right to farm. We already had a right to farm. But no, the Farm Bureau is in bed with a state representative selling us out. Selling us out by saying to people, you have the right to farm. Vote for the right to farm. Vote for the right to farm. You have a right to farm. We already had a right to farm. But now the new right to farm amendment makes it subject to the Board of Health. Now the Board of Health can tell us what to do. The Farm Bureau sold us out. So, if you don't think that your claims affect your premiums, you're delusional. So now, what do we do to stop feeding this beast? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to dump my homeowner's insurance, and I'm going to take my auto insurance down because, you know, I have full coverage. So if I have full coverage and someone is in an accident and I put a claim in, they're going to increase my insurance anyway. So if I have coverage, I wouldn't use it because they'll stick it to me with increased insurance premiums. So why would I have full coverage? This is nuts. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've wasted money on insurance. I believe there were good people who would honor their commitments and indemnify me against losses for which I was insured. Father, I was duped. Father, I have sinned. I've wasted money on insurance. Can you help me make it right with the Almighty? Father, I'll do better and start treating insurance companies like the crooks they are. I'm going to do a whole bunch of commercials like that. Bless me, Father. Get ready for the Bless Me, Father commercials. And you know, we have sinned. We have wasted money. We have accepted lies as truths from banks, from governments, from businesses. And we need to protect ourselves from these guys. And we need to expose them. So, John Reagan, do you have an insurance story?
I sent you a document during the top of the hour break that comes out of the anti-theft system that we have on our car. And because we had to get a car and get a loan for that, of course, we have to have full coverage insurance. And because the finance company has a lien on the vehicle, they have superior property rights to ours and force us to have that insurance. And I'm hoping I'll get a chance for this tomorrow. I doubt it because there's so much news. I really want to talk about lien and alienable. We really need to know what these words are and because they're important to our American way of life. But getting back to the car, you'll see in that report, and this is the anti-theft system, not the black box that the car company is keeping track of even more of what you're doing. This is a report on every time the engine's turned on and off, it gets a location. And on certain highways, it lets you know if you exceeded the speed. So I gave you this report the 4 days of going to the expo and back. And during those 4 days, I got flagged for speed threshold exceeded almost 30 times. And the highest speed on there is like 68 miles an hour or 69 miles an hour on a section of interstate in Missouri that has a 70 mile an hour speed limit. I'd still like to know how that happened. But the point is, you know, if your car reports that you've speeded nearly 30 times, do you think you're still going to be able to afford to drive? Or are you going to be forced into one of those self-driving cars?
Yeah, or are you going to be forced into an insurance pool that's high risk? George in New Hampshire, you're on with Captain John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli.
Hi, Vin. Hello, John. Well, Vin, you've been hanging around John long enough. I think you're starting to push my button.
And by the way, Jeff is on hold, and we'll get to you in just a minute, Jeff. Yeah, please continue, George.
All right. I just want to say a few quick points. One thing is that the insurance companies play the averages where they figure if they stonewall a claim for like a year, 80% of the people will fold. So right off the bat, they play that game. The other 20%, if, say, you just want, say, 30% extra, they'll spend 40 or 50% extra just to beat you out of the insurance that you actually paid. You paid for a higher class of insurance figuring, well, I'm covered. But then they treat you like you got the bargain basement insurance, and they play the averages because they purposely stonewall it. The other thing I'll tell you is watch out for your insurance brokers, because a lot of them, they keep the costs down, and the company rewards them at the end of the year.
That, you know, that's exactly what I was saying during the first segment of this this hour, that the guy who came out originally to give us he was the adjuster. He held the payment down to below, way below what it would cost to even get somebody out here to look at it, let alone repair it and haul away the damaged materials. Well, he got rewarded. He got promoted. He's the boss. And I said to the new adjuster, yeah, no wonder he's the boss, because he is in the business of withholding payments to the insured. George, do you have something else?
I don't want to cut into your rug. I hear the music, so.
Okay, hold the line, George. And Jeff from Missouri, you're on after George. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, meet up tonight. Meet up tonight, 4:45 to 8, Jimmy's Egg. We're going to be talking about inside the police department. With John Gore, and of course, my news analysis, and George from Live Free or Die, state of New Hampshire. Please continue, and then Joe's next.
Okay, Ben, I'll just say quick is the thing is with these insurance companies too, and the lawyers, a lot of them have a relationship where the lawyer will be told by the insurance company, well, look, we'll throw you these two big cases, but we want these five cases settled and settled low. And the lawyer you think is working for you oftentimes just wants to move on to the next case, and he'll tell you, oh, yeah, you're getting a great offer here, and it's a pittance. And the last thing I'll say, guys like you, me, John, we're honest types. We're In other words, look, we get the coverage. A legitimate thing happens. We put in a claim. But a lot of there are a certain element that the insurance company seems to respect and reward. These people will arrange certain accidents to happen and then go illegal and lie through their teeth, and they'll get rewarded by the insurance companies. Then they'll turn around with the honest people who are just making legitimate claims, and they know it. And basically, they'll just short-shrift us. And that's all I wanted to say, Ben. And thanks again for your good program. Take care.
I appreciate it. And would you mind sending me an email, Vincent at USA Preparers, and your phone number? I'd like to call you off the air.
Sure. Oh, okay, Ben. Thank you.
Vincent at USA Preparers. Hey, thanks, George. And let's see. We've got Joe in Kansas. Oh, Kansas City. Joe in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome.
Hey, Vince. Good to talk to you. I wanted to give people, I was in the insurance industry. I was a property and casualty insurance agent in my 20s. I worked for three different companies in that time. And I kind of wanted to speak to what got you in the trouble with the insurance company, from the insurance company standpoint. Anytime you go, and especially when you went to Allstate to try to secure new insurance, anytime that you go and try to secure a new policy with any company, they immediately run what is called a CLUE report. That's CLUE, and that stands for Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Evaluation. And what the CLUE report is it's a database that all insurance companies report to. There's an automobile insurance database. There's a homeowner's insurance database. And the information within the database contains all of your insurance policy history. This was about 10 years ago. I'm not sure how far they go back now, but I know when I was there, they went back, 10 to 15 years, depending on what state you were from and you were trying to secure insurance in. And what it has is your start date and your termination date of every policy you've ever had in that time, as well as any claims that you filed in that time, the dollar amount of those claims, and the date of those claims. That being said, each insurance company has different thresholds, underwriting thresholds, meaning they, in a homeowner's insurance policy, they may say you can have up to three claims in a 24-month period, not to exceed $2,000 in that period. So that means if you have four claims but still don't exceed the $2,000 threshold, you're going to go to your rate's going to increase. You're going to be dropped into a different underwriting threshold. If you file one claim and it happens to exceed the $2,000 threshold, again, you're going to be classed into a different actuarial where you're going to pay a higher rate. And so what I would do, and that speaks to something else. When people try to secure auto insurance and they are not necessarily upfront about that ticket they may have had 4 or 5 years ago, that will absolutely count against you. Every insurance company, before they issue a policy, will run this CLUE report. And if they see that, you had two tickets, but you told us you had us none, that actually counts against you in their rating. It may be a point against you, and that's going to increase your rate. They consider it you're not being fully honest with them, and that can actually increase your rate.
In my case, Joe, I have never had an accident, ever. And they said that my driving record was as good as it gets, meaning no tickets, none of that stuff. Same with Mrs. Finelli. No tickets, no dings, no dents, no claims, you know, for accidents. But what I said was, I'm interested in finding out what you find out about our driver's record, because I think it's as good as it gets. I mean, that's what I said. But, you know, it's interesting, Joe. What you're saying is that this is a game. This is a game, and we don't know the rules.
Exactly.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the insurance companies count on. The public is ignorant of how they operate and what information they're using to come up with their decision. Let me tell you something. You can have an absolutely perfect driving record, and your rate may still increase due to the area you live in. The whole basis behind it, and the whole idea behind insurance, is you're sharing in a risk pool. So in that risk pool, you're going to have your teenage drivers who inherently are going to have more payouts and more claims than, say, you and your wife, who have been driving longer, drive safer cars. Well, again, depending on what company you're with. And that's why I always tell people like you who have been at the, who own property, who are, you have safe drivers, you should be with a premium company. You should not go to the Geicos. You should not go to the Progressives, because you're going to pay a rate to subsidize the bad drivers. You're going to share in the same risk pool as them. There are insurance companies that do directly market and want a specific risk, like yourself. Again, property owners, people with good employment history, people that have been at their homes over 5 years. These are all factors that affect your rate. And what I was going to tell people is get your insurance policy booklet out and absolutely read through it. Educate yourself on exactly what is covered and what is not. They're usually pretty easy reading. There's not a lot of technical jargon, but if there is, call the customer service line. If you're with an Allstate, a State Farm, where you work with a lot of independent agents, they rarely want to sit down and say, they're out making sales. They want to generate more revenue. They don't want to sit there and necessarily take the time with an existing customer and educate them on their policy. So call the customer service line and ask questions and demand answers. Ask for their underwriting threshold. Go ahead.
Can you give us the names of some premium companies?
Liberty Mutual is a good one, and I actually worked as an insurance counselor with them. So the way they had us set up is I made a straight $50 application fee, no matter if your policy cost $5,000 or $500, okay? I was there to – they went after we had a lot of lawyer associations, bar associations, university alumni associations that we specifically marketed to and sent them letters in the mail saying, call for your free quote, because we wanted that risk pool. But the benefit to them is we did not insure the teenagers. We did not insure the people who had, even average driving records. We wanted the cream of the crop, and I was able to general. I knew immediately if somebody was with Geico or less, and those are great companies too, don't get me wrong, but they take anybody. And so when they would call, I would see, hey, these guys are low risk, and they're with a a company that insures anybody. I knew we were gonna beat them on price. I knew immediately I was gonna sell that policy because we were gonna be a better price because they're not gonna subsidize the people who do have claims. So what I wanted to get through though is anybody can call up their agent or their company and ask what their underwriting thresholds are, and say, how many claims am I allowed in a year? In a 24-month period, just ask what their underwriting thresholds are for your auto and your homeowner's policy. And they should be upfront with that information. They don't like to give it out, but they will give it out, and you'll know exactly where you stand. What the dollar amount you cannot exceed for your homeowner's insurance to go up, and what the amount of claims are that you cannot exceed in what time period it's for. Because let me tell you something, when you do exceed those, again, those go right into the CLUE database. You will not be able to secure homeowner's insurance with anybody else, or you will pay a triple. And I dealt with a lot of frustrated people that had happened to, like yourself. And it's because the insurance company counts on you being ignorant, of the way they operate. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they actually have really bludgeoned me, and to the point where I'm angry. I'm literally angry with Farm Bureau Insurance. And, you know, you call to get answers, and they don't help you. And, you know, you would think that your agent is, you know, maybe somewhat helpful to you, and maybe he or she would say, listen, you know, I want to keep you as a customer, and here are the things that if you do, it's going to cost you, and you probably aren't going to be happy, so here are the things that you should avoid doing. They don't do any of those things. I mean, my insurance agent is like the least helpful person I've ever met.
Yeah.
I believe it. And I've seen the industry, the service in that industry go downhill. It's ultimately why I decided to leave the industry. I got to the point where I didn't have faith in the product I was selling. And if I'm not going to sell it to my family or my friends, why would I sell it to a stranger? And that's ultimately what got me out of the industry. I think where that started, Vince, is when the insurance companies started to really lobby Congress and started to lobby the politicians to make their product mandatory. What do you think is going to happen to the quality and the service of a product if I force you to buy it at the end of a gun? Am I going to provide the same quality and the same service to you, or am I going to get away with a cheaper product and a cheaper service? Because now it's mandatory. Now the law says you have to buy auto insurance. If you carry a mortgage, they say you have to carry homeowner's insurance. So now now that it's mandatory, hey, I don't have to keep up the standards of customer service, of quality, of education to the customer. They have to buy it anyways. And so by nature, you know, that industry's relationship with the customer is going to suffer when you have that much lobbying and that much political influence in that industry.
Joe, you're absolutely correct. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, you know what? For less money than a year's premium, we can put in a sprinkler system in our buildings. We can literally put in a sprinkler system for less money than we would be paying for a year's worth of insurance.
Right.
And I don't mean a lawn sprinkler. I mean, you know, a fire sprinkler system like a commercial building would have. I
sure.
can certainly do that. And I said we can put in fire hoses all over the place.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't we not? And, go ahead.
Well, I've seen a lot of people kind of go that route, go to the self-insurance route, where the insurance premiums became so big that it didn't make sense. And remember, the idea of insurance on its face is a little tricky. It's an intangible product, and you're hedging a bet that if it pays off, something bad has happened. So it's almost like
right.
you're paying for something that you never want to pay off. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit sticky just on its face. One other thing I wanted to get through to people that have homeowners insurance policies is they really need, this is a big one. When it comes to your personal property, if you ever did have a catastrophic fire, flood, or anything that's going to take out, you know, your furniture, your personal property, there's two types of coverage.
Joe, hold that thought. We're going into a break, and I'd like you to finish that thought. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why
you got your take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8. And Joe is with us. John Reagan's with us. Joe in Kansas, you were telling us about homeowners insurance, something we need to know.
Yeah, I wanted to just explain to the people the difference between the two types of coverage that covers their personal property in their home. And every company is basically the same on this. There's two types of coverage, the first being what's called ACV, and that stands for actual cash value. The second type of coverage is what's called replacement cost. You have one or the other when it comes to your personal property, and that's all the contents in your home, from your clothes, your TVs, your firearms, your books, your cookware, everything that your home contains inside its walls. What actual cash value is they are going to give you, let's say your house burns halfway down and your bedroom and living room are affected. You had a 32-inch flat-screen TV that was 5 years old. Your sofa, you know, you'd always talked about getting new furniture. It's about 10 years old and whatnot. What the insurance adjuster is going to do is he's going to come in there, and he's going to look at that 5-year-old flat-screen TV, 32-inch, and he's not going to give you money to go out and buy a 32-inch flat-screen TV at Walmart. He's going to depreciate that and say, you can go get a used 5-year-old 32-inch flat-screen TV at a pawn shop. And he's going to give you what you can get at the pawn shop for. He's going to go to that 10-year-old sofa and not give you money to replace that sofa. He's going to give you what a 10-year-old sofa would sell for at a garage sale or at a consignment store. And so when it comes to the contents of your house, you're going to be paying a premium rate, and you're going to get pennies on the dollar back for your contents. And one of the shady things I used to see in the industry is that not even explaining this coverage to people, just defaulting them to the actual cash value. That way, if there was ever a catastrophic fire or event, you're not going to be able to replace the contents of your house. You're going to get pennies on the dollar for it. The other type of coverage is what's called replacement cost. They now have to cut you a check for what it would cost to replace a 32-inch TV. The five-year depreciation does not even come into it. They have to replace, you know, where you would go out at Walmart. Now you're not going to go get the 3D TV, the newest top of the line. But they're going to give you a reasonable dollar amount so that you can actually go out and replace your clothes and your personal property and be made whole, be made indemnified. So that's a very important coverage that people, I think, should go to the homeowner's insurance policy as soon as the show's over and go look and see if you have actual cash value, ACV, or RP, replacement cost, on your personal belongings inside your home.
Joe, we'd have to be crazy to want to have actual cash value because we're going to take into the cleaners every time, right?
Absolutely, and it's completely up to them what they think the actual cash value of that item is, and they don't have it there. So it could have been an antique. You could say, hey, this has been in my family from 18 years old. Well, to them, that's a benefit. Hey, it's a 110-year-old dresser. You know what I mean? It's not an antique. It's just a 110-year-old, you know, falling apart piece of wood. So it may have been worth $5,000, but what's the actual cash value? If you don't have that actually scheduled, that's another thing. Firearms, jewelry, anything worth about more than $500 should be what's called scheduled. And that's where you list it item by item, line item, on your insurance policy. Most policies come with a standard jewelry reimbursement. It covers theft, it covers whatever, for about $2,500. Anything above $20,000, but that's all they'll pay. So if you've got $10,000 worth of jewelry sitting here in your house and you get robbed, you're going to get $2,500 in max, plus your deductible, of course. Anything that's of any real value, antiques, firearms, artwork, it all needs to be scheduled on a line item. And usually appraisals will go with that. And usually things over about $1,500 to $2,000 they'll ask for an appraisal on. So just definitely things to know.
John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, and it also goes into health insurance, too. I remember talking with the controller at the marine management company I worked for, and we had a decent insurance plan. But, you know, she was saying, why do we have it? You know, it doesn't cover anything.
Yeah, good point. Hey, Joe, please send me an email, and if you don't mind, and let's get you on the air where we can talk about insurance.
Yep, yeah, and there's a good chance I'll see you tonight, Vince.
Hey, great, Joe Acapente from Kansas City, Mo. Meet up tonight, 4:45 at Jimmy's Egg. John Reagan, we're going to miss seeing you. It's always great to see John Reagan at the meetup. He's able to wipe the smile off our face in, like, seconds. It's always great to hear the truth from John Reagan. John, I'll be back tomorrow. More of John Reagan. Class Above All, Honesty and Integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.